All right, gang. Most of us know what Instagram is, right? Everyone's got an Instagram page. Well, did you know, and hopefully you do, that social media is actually a fabulous tool that can be used to grow small to medium-sized business? And today we've got Daniel from Hello Social joining us. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on in. I guess social media is everywhere, right?
Yeah, everywhere. So, yeah, over 70% of Australia is using it, and people are spending almost 2 hours a day on it on average. So it's crazy. It's really a big part of life nowadays.
Wow. Okay. And so in terms of small to medium-sized businesses, why should they be using it?
Well, simply, everyone's on there.
Yep.
Everyone pretty much has it. All your customers are on it, and all your customers are probably talking about your business on it as well. So you want to be part of that discussion so that you can help direct it in a way that's actually benefit for you.
Right. And so Hello Social, what exactly do you guys do?
So we kind of take over the social for your business. So we jump in and we say, okay, we'll work on the content, we'll run your ads for you, we'll come up with a strategy to help really drive awareness for your business within the community, and also sort of lead towards your sales or your conversions or whatever it is you're trying to achieve on social. We really come in to help with the strategy, and then we can also go through and implement it.
Okay. And in terms of small business, let's say, what are the, I would say, the most prominent platforms people should be on?
Of course. So the bread and butter is Facebook. I think everyone kind of has Facebook. I think a lot of people's grandmas have Facebook, and even some of their kids do as well. So I think Facebook is where you kind of start, and people kind of go to Facebook to learn more information about their community and about their various groups that they're in. So it's a lot more of an information platform. Whereas if you go on Instagram, it's more of a content platform and showing off an aesthetically pleasing shots of your product or your services or all those fun things around it. Yeah.
I saw a quote by Kim Kardashian once that said, for her, social media is just the most fabulous focus group.
Mm.
So she can put something up and get automatic feedback.
Yeah, straight away. It's incredible. The amount of reach you can get, and across the globe or locally, you have the potential to do whatever you want with it. You can focus on local community, or you could try and broaden your range across Australia.
And so how do I know that it's working?
Well, that depends on what you're trying to do.
Okay.
So if you're just trying to build awareness, then obviously you're going to be looking at how many people you reached and how long they're looking at your content for, and whether they like your content. Whereas if you're looking to drive conversions, then you're going to be looking at sales and whether you can track that back to your social media activity.
Right. Okay. And so how often should I be talking on social media? Like, how often should a small business be putting things out there?
Generally, we advise people only to be posting organic stuff if they have something to say. No one really likes a company just tooting their own horn on social day after day. They only really like the company when they're providing value to the community. So if you have an offer that is providing value to the community, then by all means, go for it. But if you're just going to say, our products are great, then maybe not. Maybe go with a flyer or EDM or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. So posting on social media from a business perspective, when you've got some value to add.
Yeah, of course. And then of course, around that, you want to have a nice ad strategy as well.
Okay.
Cause that's going to let you target the people within your target market who actually care about your content. And that's kind of where you can start to push more of your products. So you want to get people interested in your brand with the fun content up the top where you're adding value to the community. And then you want to come in and retarget them with ads behind it that are showing offers and deals and how they can get the best value from your company.
Right. And so have you got any small to medium businesses examples that have done really well?
Sure. So locally, we're obviously based in Surry Hills. So we have a local skincare clinic that we've done some work with.
Yep.
And what we did is we kind of got people interested in the brand, and then we obviously drove people to try and sign them up and contact the business about booking an appointment to work on this skin or whatever it is. And then so what we did is we had some really nice fun videos at the top, and then we came in with these short static ads that just kind of ask for their contact details, and they came in and they pretty much booked out really well.
Wow.
It's
been
incredible.
So did you just use some like young hot influencer?
You could. In this case we didn't. Unfortunately, the business had some nice images already, but okay. That is definitely one thing we do as well. We bring on influencers if we think it really adds to the offer.
Yeah. Who's your favorite influencer?
Favorite influencer? Well, I'm a biased, and I think the people at the office aren't going to like me for this, but I grew up with Alex Hayes, he's probably my favorite.
Okay, cool. I'm totally going to put you on the spot.
Go for it.
To SER, we have like 80 shows.
Of course.
We've got a little bit of social media presence in terms of, I think we have a Twitter channel. I think we have a Facebook page. I know we have an Instagram page. What would you recommend, like we do? We're a community radio station.
Of course. I think you get a lot of interesting people coming on. And they come from a lot of different audiences and different communities. Mm-hmm. So I think your best approach would be trying to engage those different communities. So, for example, if you have a guest come on, like myself,
yep.
You could take a photo of them in the booth, post that on Instagram, take some stories on Instagram, across Facebook as well, and then tagging them so that their community is going to come into that conversation as well.
I'm totally grabbing my phone right now. I'm going to Instagram story you whilst we are
I'm getting stared by a camera right now.
Keep going. What else should we do?
Yeah. So that kind of brings some really great content at the top of it. So people are going to be interested. You're going to get all these fun audiences coming in.
You're totally on my Instagram.
Yeah, I've got a camera looking right at me. and then you got to come on behind that and... maybe before the show, you could run some ads that saying, hey, remember to tune in for the show on your commute this morning or at work. And then that's going to target the people who have seen those videos and seen those ads and are really interested in that. You could hopefully going to get some more people watching or listening, I should say, to the show.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so top three tips for a small to medium-sized business for getting on social media. I guess pick your platform.
Around that as well, you can put the same content on multiple platforms if it works.
Okay.
But if it doesn't, then don't worry about it. But pick your platform and pick the one that your audience is on. So, for example, if you're on Facebook, you're going to be targeting probably the older, so probably from 25, 30 upwards.
Yeah.
Instagram, you're probably sitting in the 20 to 40 range.
Yep.
And then obviously new kids on the block, TikTok for your Gen Zers.
TikTok.
Yeah.
What is that? Like, I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's where Instagram is classic aesthetically pleasing and like really beautiful shots.
Yeah.
And then TikTok's come in and it's all about video and it's just about being fun. It doesn't have to look good. And so it's really content first platform, about being fun. And we're seeing incredible reach numbers on it. At the moment. So if you're looking to be an influencer, that's probably where I would start at the moment.
You need to head to TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Daniel, I could keep talking to you all morning, but I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you for having me.